And Saul said, I will give him her, that she may be a snare to him, and that the hand of the Philistines may be against him. Wherefore Saul said to David, Thou shalt this day be my son-in-law in the one of the twain. He went in therefore and shut the door upon them twain, and prayed unto the Lord. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And I will give the men that have transgressed my covenant, which have not performed the words of the covenant which they had made before me, when they cut the calf in twain, and pass between the parts thereof, the prince. Also, thou son of man, appoint thee two ways, that the sword of the king of Babylon may come. Both twain shall come forth out of one land. And choose thou a place, choose it at the head of the way to the city. Whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain, shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. For therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. They say unto him, Why did Moses then command? Whether of them twain did the will of his father? They say unto him, The first. Jesus saith unto them, Verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. The governor answered and said unto them, Whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. They twain shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twain, but one flesh. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace,